Before I announce the final topic of the North Atlantic Great Whales, just want to remind people that shortly after this meeting, at the close of business, the U.S. International Trade Commission will host a virtual roundtable to gather input from New England fishermen and other industry stakeholders on two topics: the impacts of illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing on the U.S. fishing industry, and the impacts of seafood inputs on U.S. products and markets. All stakeholders are encouraged to join the discussion. No pre-registration is needed. And Joan will post the link on the computer at the conclusion of this session. So conclusion of this meeting. With that, turning over to Mr. Pentney for the last item of the day.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I actually don't have a presentation, and this should be actually pretty quick. We put this on the agenda back a while ago in anticipation of having our North Atlantic right whale, large whale take reduction plan proposed rule published and on the street, as well as the accompanying draft EIS, as well as potentially a draft biological opinion. At this time, though, the rule and the associated DEIS are under review at OMB, and so I don't have a presentation for you at this time. Once the rule is filed, though, and the notice of availability of the DEIS is published, we anticipate having a 45 to 60 day public comment period. Our staff have worked out with, reached out to the council, lobster fishery reps, and state managers to create opportunities to present the rule and take public comment. We actually anticipate doing this kind of in two phases. The first phase will be five or six tailored presentations that are tailored regionally, really just focused on presenting what's in the rule and DEIS with an opportunity for clarifying questions. And then we'll follow those up with another set of meetings a week or so later to primarily provide an opportunity for people to give us comments on the rule and the DEIS. Of course, everybody will be able to provide written comments through the regs.gov portal. And so they don't have to attend one of the sessions in order to provide comments. Now, ideally, we would have a public comment period long enough to bridge a council meeting so that we could present the rule on DEIS to the council. Unfortunately, though, we have a hard deadline of publishing, releasing a final biological opinion and the rulemaking by May 31st, 2021. And that's as a result of a court case that you heard Mitch describe earlier today, CBD et al., or otherwise known as the Boasberg decision. So if the consultation is not completed by that date, the 2014 biological opinion on the lobster fishery will be vacated, and there'll be no ESA Section 7 coverage for the fisheries. So we need to do everything that we can in order to get to meet that deadline, which may mean shortening the comment period on the rule and DEIS so that we can get everything done in time for that deadline. We do anticipate, at this point, we anticipate being able to give the council a presentation on the draft biological opinion at the December meeting. And then at that time, we'll be able to answer any questions that you may have. That's really all I have for you, because I can't release the specifics of what's in the rule yet, given that it's still under review. And I also don't have a timeline. We're working very closely with OIRA at OMB to answer their questions. And as soon as they're comfortable with the rule, then it should publish and we'll let everybody know that it's available. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman, but I'm sure there might be some questions. So I'm happy to try to address those.
Sure. Sounds great. Thank you very much. And I know you said there's some questions you can't answer, which is fine. So please let us know. Open up the council members first. I don't see any. Anybody out in the audience? None there either. Okay, Zach Cliver. Mr. Cliver, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike, could you tell us when it comes to the public comment, you mentioned presentations. Will those be held up and down the coast? Will those be in person or virtual? Could you give us a little understanding of how that will unfold? Thank you.
Yeah, so we anticipate that those will be virtual. We anticipate evening webinars, 5 or 6 evening webinars to start with. And that's, again, primarily the first set will be intended just to present what's in the rule and then answer any clarifying questions. Certainly we'll take comment at that point, but we understand that this is, you know, it's a fairly complicated rule with a lot going on, and expect that people will need some time to learn what's in the rule, have a chance to review the documents, and before they feel comfortable and prepared to provide detailed comments. So that's what's intended by the kind of two-phased approach. But yes, at this point, we anticipate everything will be webinar-based. We and NIMS are still operating under travel restrictions, and so we're not able to host in-person meetings.
Anybody else? Seeing none, Mr. Pentney, I think we're all set. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Chairman.
Great. So that concludes the business for today. As I said, we've got the starting shortly will be that presentation by USITC and roundtable. We will stand in recess. We start tomorrow morning at 8:30 with the Groundfish Committee report, and we will talk to you in the morning. Have a good night.